Gold Leaf Nursery is back open and stocked up. Gold Leaf Nursery wants to help you grow your own eatable grocery. Begin with the sweet taste of fresh fruit from fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now start preparing your garden. We have a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants, including flavor-filled heirloom varieties you can't find at the store. And we know a thing or two about this because we've been growing veggies since 1975. Spring has sprung, and it's time to add color to your landscape. The nursery is blooming with azaleas, clematis, phlox, candy tuft, perennials, and annuals. So saturate your landscape with color. Add yet another dimension to your landscape with statuary. We just received our new statuary order. Several different bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Come by and check us out at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. We're open Tuesday through Saturday.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend, everybody. Glad to have you with me. Michael Brown here. So, but that's why we call it The Weekend with Michael Brown. Gee, we're marketing geniuses. So here are the rules of engagement for the program. They're pretty simple. If you don't have these written down yet, you got to write them down in your big chief tablet. Make sure you don't forget them. First and foremost, if you want to send me a text message, which is the best way to communicate with me, we do those in lieu of phone calls and emails and everything else because it's instantaneous, and you can do it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Simply text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. So you get on your smartphone and you type in the number 33103, and then you start out your message with Mike or Michael, and then you tell me, ask me, say whatever you want to do, compliments, complaints, questions, you know, ask Michael anything by simply texting the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Then go to this website. This website will give you a place to download the podcast, subscribe to the podcast. You can stream us. You can listen to us live. You can find a local affiliate. You can find out what time and what days the affiliate plays the program. You can see the stories that we post. You can find, you can follow me on all of the social media platforms. The links there are Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I think even YouTube and stuff. Oh, we haven't really done YouTube lately. But anyway, those are all in a one-stop shop website called MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. Do we have, now so far it's remained relatively peaceful. But do we have another George Floyd on our hands? Have you heard about the New York subway death? Let's just call it a death right now. Because this is a close call. It's a close call, but you'll soon figure out which side of this whole issue I fall down on. A Marine veteran, a 24-year-old Marine veteran and a college student in New York was on a New York City subway. Now, I don't know if you've been on a New York City subway. I've never been on a New York City subway. In all of the, I don't know, four decades or so, five decades that I've traveled to and from New York City for meetings and done meetings all over Midtown, Lower Manhattan, the Upper East Side, the Upper West Side, out on Long Island, everywhere. I've ridden trains into Penn Station, into Grand Central Station, obviously taking the classic New York City taxi cab everywhere around town. But I have never ridden the New York City subway. Now, I've ridden subways all over the world. I've ridden the subway in Moscow. I've ridden the subways in Paris. I've ridden the subways in almost every city in this country, D.C., everywhere else, that has a subway. I've ridden the subway. But for some reason, I've never had a reason to ride the subway in New York City. But here's what I can tell you about subways in any other major metropolitan area, particularly as it starts to get summertime. They stink, they're nasty, they're hot, the air conditioning rarely, if ever, works. They're unreliable. I mean, generally speaking, if an engineer tells you something, well, this is going to work 99% of the time, I'm always curious, well, what happens that 1% of the time that doesn't work? So subways are not inherently reliable. Although they are they're a form of mass transportation that gets people from point A to point B. But if you've never been on a subway during rush hour, when everybody's trying to get to work or in a place like New York City or Paris or Moscow or London, where it's busy and crowded all the time, you really don't have a concept of how packed in, I mean, you know, the typical description is you're packed in like sardines. Well, you are packed in like sardines. You got the strap handles, people hanging on by the straps. You got people hanging on to the bars. You got some people sitting, some people leaning against the doors. People just crouched in, crammed in. You know, the only place I've ever been on the subway that was organized and respectful and mannerly was in Tokyo. And in Tokyo, which is always busy, everyone queues up. You know, yeah, if you get on the subway, let's use DC for an example. You ever get on the DC Metro? Along the platform, the lights will begin to flash to indicate that a train is approaching. And that means that the train is imminently approaching. And you can just, it's fascinating to watch human nature in a crowd. A crowd is really no different than a mob, except in their intent and what they're doing. So this crowd, as the lights begin to flash on the platform on the DC Metro, the crowds begin to push toward the platform. And you have to be careful, because then people start moving up and down the platform, left and right, trying to find which is the best door to go in. Which door should I use? Which car looks the least crowded? Where's a seat available? Where can I grab a seat next to the door? You know, all these things go through people's minds as they start to jump onto the subway. Except in Tokyo. And in Tokyo, unlike any other city in the world, the Japanese queue up. They queue up in single file lines, about four to a door, and they stand back from the door. This is the other thing that's different about American subways or European subways, is when the doors open, the Japanese stand back while everyone who's getting off at that stop is able to get off. And then they get on. And they get on very, you know, methodically and very appropriately, and they go to the middle of the car, which every subway will tell you, go to the middle of the car, don't stand in the doorway, except in the rest of the world. And in the rest of the world, as the doors open and everybody's trying to get off, people are also trying to get on. It's just a madhouse. It's a total madhouse. And then once you get on, and if it's August or it's just a hot day out, it's smelly, stinky, humid, nasty. You're packed in. People are stepping on each other. Some people have their headphones on too loud. Some people, although this is getting better, most people don't talk on their cell phones. But nonetheless, it's a madhouse of humanity, a steaming madhouse of humanity. And in D.C., I guess I just haven't seen it in Paris or Moscow. I certainly have never seen it in Tokyo. But in D.C., you see it a lot. Homeless people ride the subways from end to end. They'll take the Red Line, for example, all the way from Bethesda, all the way to the other end. They just go from end to end because it's a place for them to sit. It's a place for them to panhandle. It's a place for them to get away from everything. So I describe the subway to you because you have to understand that it is a crowded, chaotic, and can, on a dime, turn into a very dangerous place. So you get the homeless on there, or a drug addict, or just a bunch of gangbangers. It doesn't make any difference. And people intuitively know that, oh, this person's a bad person. So they start giving space. They start moving around, which means they crowd out other people, which means it gets crowded and more crowded, 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 crowded. And then the crazy people go crazy. Well, that's what a person by the name of Jordan Neely did in New York City. Now, this guy, Jordan Neely, at one time was fairly infamous, fairly had a lot of viral videos of him doing Michael Jackson's moon dance or other Michael Jackson moves dressed as Michael Jackson on the New York City subway system. So it's not as though he was an unknown person, except that is from a long time ago. Most recently, he's become large, probably somewhat morbidly obese, and a lot of mental health problems. He gets on the subway in New York, and aggressively threatens this 24-year-old Marine and college student and begins to threaten other passengers. Now, nobody in this story, nobody in this situation, other than Mr. Neely, did anything out of the ordinary. Mr. Neely was the outlier. Mr. Neely was the one that was threatening other passengers. And the New York City subway system has become known for its violence, its muggings, its robberies, its shootings. You know, a city that has some of the strictest gun control laws in the world is known for shootings on the subway platforms, known for shootings inside the subway. So it's a violent place. Suddenly, Mr. Neely decides that he's going to start attacking other people. So the Marine, the 24-year-old Marine, whose name is Daniel Penny, he and at least two, if not three, other individuals see the threat, and they take actions to neutralize the threat. It takes three people. Kind of reminds you of George Floyd, right? It takes three people to subdue this guy and to prevent him from doing any physical harm to anybody else on the subway. The Marine with his training instantly gets Mr. Neely onto his back, onto his side. Then Daniel Penny wraps his legs around him and puts Mr. Neely in a chokehold. Now, while Mr. Neely is in a chokehold, The other two, sometimes three passengers, are struggling. They're truly struggling to keep this guy on the ground. He's kicking. His arms are flailing. He's trying to pull Mr. Penny's arms from around his neck. He is, as anybody would, crazy or not crazy, trying to get out of that situation. But those who were trying to restrain Mr. Neely, they weren't trying to kill him. They were trying to protect the other passengers, including themselves, from the threats that Mr. Neely was making on the subway, on a crowded subway train. Nobody's been charged, but you should know that Mr. Neely died. He died from asphyxiation. He died from the chokehold. He died because it was, I forget what they put it on the death certificate, but it was some form of asphyxiation by the collapsing and the compression of the neck. That's pretty much the description of a chokehold. Now the question becomes, is this a legitimate form of self-defense, or should Mr. Penny be charged with manslaughter, third, second, or first degree murder? That becomes the question. But the greater question is, do we have any right to self-defense anymore? Do we have a right to protect ourselves? Because sometimes protecting yourself and exercising the right of self-defense can indeed result in the death of another. So let's analyze what happened. And let's hear some of the commentary about it. And let you decide whether or not this is an act of self-defense. That's coming up next. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Be sure and text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Ronald Reagan said in his farewell address, "All great change in America starts at the dinner table." Hi, I'm Ben Spell, the founder of GoodRanchers.com. We're taking back the dinner table by delivering the best meat America has to offer straight to your door. GoodRanchers.com is a safe and convenient way to purchase the highest quality meat for your family. Shop confidently knowing you're supporting American farms by partnering with a business that loves America and shares your values. Summertime is almost here. Don't be caught with an empty freezer. Stock up on beef, chicken, seafood, and pork. At GoodRanchers.com, we've got the cuts you really want. Bone-in ribeyes, New York strips, all-natural burgers, better-than-organic chicken, and so much more. And right now, get $25 off your first order when you use the code FAMILY25. That's FAMILY25. Plus, Subscribe today and get a pound and a half of Applewood smoked bacon free in every box for a year. That's over a $200 value for free. Subscribe today and use code FAMILY25 at GoodRanchers.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss the Sue McClain News Hour from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, we have Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, the great outdoors, pop culture, and find out what's happening in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR's weekend lineup includes The Flatline with Rick Hughes, Poke the Hornet's Nest, Jefferson State of Mind with Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter, followed by Sovereign Minds, We the People, and Tokens Radio Show on 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio. Ready? What's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Website michaelsaysgohere.com to follow me on all the social media platforms and to get the podcast, do all those things there. So we're talking about this death of a man on the New York City subway and whether or not it is self-defense. Now, I've described to you how crowded subways are and how they're crazy, and in particular, how crazy it is in the New York City subway. It's probably one of the worst systems in terms of crowds and crime. I mean, communist countries are much better than what it is in New York City. Yet here's Mayor Adams on CNN discussing what took place.
Of other topics, Mayor Adams, this is something that is really at front of mind for your city right now. It is about both what is happening in the subways, but also about the death of this 30-year-old. What can you tell us about what led up to this incident? What do you know?
Well, right now it's still ongoing, and really our hearts go out to the family and this terrible incident. And the district attorney, as you stated, the ME, medical examiner's office, just ruled the case, and now it's in the hands of the investigators to determine exactly what happened. There's so many unknowns at this time.
So one of the reasons that this story is really hitting a nerve is because this man appeared to be having mental health issues. This is something that you've talked a lot about. But I want to read to you, this is a response from the comptroller, Brad Lander. He tweeted this: New York City is not Gotham. We must not become a city where mentally ill human can be choked to death by a vigilante without consequence. There's also this:
New York City is not Gotham. We must not become a city where a mentally ill human being can be choked to death by a vigilante without consequence, or where the killer is justified and cheered. This is the death of self-defense in this country. You probably could gather where I was coming from in this case. Because had this occurred almost anywhere else, there would be little if any question that this was an act of self-defense. Because when you're in a crowded subway car, you don't have any place to escape. Sure, you can pull the emergency brake, but then once the door is open, how many people are going to be brave enough to jump out into the sea of rats inside the New York City subway system to escape a crazy person? Nobody. Almost nobody. So to stop the threat, they used the least lethal means available. And it took three people to do it, sometimes four. And in so doing, the guy, now look, he had comorbidities. He was overweight. He was mentally ill. There were all sorts of problems. But let's take this out of the situation of the subway. You've got a mentally crazy individual who is making physical threats to cops. He lunges at the cops. He attacks the cops. They engage in a battle. The cops either use their taser or they use their service revolvers, their service firearms. And in so doing, it results in the death of that thug, of the crazy person. That's a justifiable homicide. Because you still have, regardless of what the gun laws are, regardless of what any law is, you have a God-given right of self-defense. But when you think about the New York City comptroller, that we're not Gotham, and we can't become a city where a mentally ill human being can be choked to death by a vigilante. Well, so what? What's the opposite of that? So you become a city where someone who is mentally ill is able to just freely go about their business and threaten and harm other people, and because they're mentally ill, you're not supposed to do anything? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm an amateur psychiatrist, and I just diagnosed you as mentally ill. So I know that the threats you're making against me are real, because you really are going to physically harm me, but because I've diagnosed you as mentally ill, I'm not supposed to do anything about it. It's this kind of thinking that is truly killing the right of self-defense in this country, and that's exactly what they want you to do. They want you to be scared to exercise your right of self-defense. If you can't exercise the right of self-defense in this country, then we might as well just disarm ourselves. Just turn your guns in, turn your knives in, turn your baseball bats in, because you can't do squat. Yeah, that's just wrong. Absolutely wrong. Kamala Harris bought some records over the weekend. Yeah, you'll hear about that next.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
The last time you checked the legal title to your home. What if your home's title, the document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? That's home title theft. Our home's titles are online. Once a criminal forges your signature, it's a race against time to stop him before he takes out loans against your home, or worse, sells it. When's the last time you checked your home's title? Our partners at Home Title Lock demonstrated how criminals do it. In minutes, they found the titles to homes belonging to our staff with forged signatures, saying our staff had sold them their homes. Some criminal was now the owner. It's shocking, but Home Title Lock helps shut it down. That's what they do better than anyone. How do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Find out for free with sign up when you use promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. That's promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. And your first 30 days of protection are free. Do this today at HomeTitleLock.com.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon fillet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Michael to 33103. Always go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com, for all of the social media platforms, for the find affiliates, find times, get the podcast, do all of that, michaelsaysgohere.com. So you've probably heard a lot about the debt ceiling. What is this debt ceiling? You know, only two countries in the entire world have a fixed debt ceiling, a fixed dollar amount. It's the United States, and I think it's either Denmark or Sweden. I mean, I'm not sure. I think it's Denmark, but whichever one, Denmark or Sweden. It's one of the Nordic countries. All other countries in the world have a percentage of the gross domestic product. So if the gross domestic product is, say, $1 trillion, and your debt ceiling limit is 10% of that, then you can have 10% of $1 trillion in debt, but you can't exceed that. And you hear all of these doomsday catastrophic predictions that if we don't raise the debt ceiling limit, that the United States, and this is the phrase they always use that drives me crazy, they say that we will default on our debt obligations. We'll default on the credit card. We'll be more than 30 days past due on the credit card, and then our interest rates will jack up, and they'll decline our card, and we won't be able to charge anymore. And sometimes I think to myself, yeah, well, you know what? Sometimes that might be a good thing. I mean, how many people usually freeze their credit cards or cut them up or get rid of them because they've incurred so much credit card debt that they just can't keep going? But here's the dirty little truth about our national debt. Our national debt is because every single year we have a budget deficit. That's different than the debt. The budget deficit is where you make, let's just say the government brings in $1 million every year. Wouldn't that be wonderful? They bring in $1 million. That means all the rest of it we get to keep. So the government brings in this hypothetical $1 million a year. But when it comes to Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, United States military, Border Patrol, FEMA, the Department of Commerce, NASA, I mean, every single department and agency of the United States government, they spend more than that $1 million that the Treasury collects from taxpayers. So that difference between the $1 million that the Treasury collects from taxes and fees and all these other little sources, but primarily from taxes, the difference between that amount, that $1 million, that hypothetical $1 million, and the $1.5 million that we spend results in a $500,000 deficit. So you're spending $500,000 more than you bring in, and that's called the deficit. So you have a $500,000 deficit. Well, when you don't have the money to pay that deficit in that current year, that debt gets rolled over into the national debt, just like a credit card. So this month, we spend $1 million in government revenues, but we charge $1.5 million to the government credit card. When the next month's bill comes due, we pay that $1 million, but we don't pay the $500,000. So now we have a $500,000 debt on our credit card. And you do that month after month after month, year after year after year, then that amount that you don't pay every year, you just pay whatever income you get. So let's say one year you get $2 million, but you spend $2.8 million. That $800,000, you don't pay that off, it gets added to the debt. That's how we get, and that's the difference between the deficit, which is the ongoing or the yearly annual amount that is in excess of your revenues that then gets piled over here onto the credit card as debt. And our credit card debt is really in the form of things like U.S. Treasuries, bonds. We sell treasuries and bonds to foreign governments, to individuals. Well, what you're doing is you're buying that debt. And you're saying, I'll buy that debt. And so you earn a little bit of interest because we'll pay you to buy that debt. We'll pay you some interest on it. But you still spend even more than that. And that's what we do year after year after year. We just keep spending more and more and more and more. I don't have the most current figures, but the last I saw, for I think this is for last year, the ratio of our federal debt to the gross domestic product, which is the value of all the goods and services produced in the entire United States economy, we were at 129% of that gross domestic product, meaning that we were way beyond. We were 120. If we took everything that we make in a year from the private sector, all of the value of everything, we're still short 129%. We're that deep in debt. So what's this story that says if we don't increase this debt ceiling, that we will default and that will be catastrophic? Well, it would be catastrophic if, and here's the big if we didn't pay the monthly nut on the credit card, the interest and whatever small amount of principal is due, if we didn't pay that every single year, we actually pay it virtually every single day, but if we didn't pay that annually like we're supposed to, that means that the value of the dollar would collapse. That means that the U.S. economy would collapse, and we would no longer be the world reserve currency, meaning that most countries wouldn't trade in the U.S. dollar because it would pretty much be worthless. And we would lose the phrase, the full faith and credit of the United States government, because that's why people buy our debt. People buy our debt because it's backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government, meaning we promise to pay our debts. So if we didn't, then yeah, it would be an economic catastrophe. But that's not what happens. And that's not what would happen. Oh, it would still be an economic catastrophe, because instead, what we would do is we would take all of the revenues that we make, all the tax revenue that comes in, it would be applied first to the debt, whatever that number is, and then whatever's left over, that's what we would have left to spend on the military, all the social welfare programs, all of the law enforcement programs, the Department of Justice, the FBI, all of the grant programs. That means that all of that money, that so-called discretionary spending that we have, would be limited. So we wouldn't have nearly enough money to spend. So we'd have to cut back on Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, the U.S. military. We'd have to cut across the board. We'd have to cut significantly back on everything. So that's why every single year, it seems, we go through this stupid battle of we've got to raise the debt ceiling. Now, the Republicans have come forth in the House. Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans in the House have come forward with an idea. Hey, listen. And this has been tried before, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. It just depends on the presidency and depends on what Congress is willing to do. Hey, we'll increase the debt. We'll increase that debt ceiling. But what we want you to do in addition to that is trim spending. And the Republicans are proposing trimming spending by about 1%. 1%. If somebody came to you or in your own household, if you realize that at the end of the month you were 1% short of being able to pay your bills and you didn't want to incur any debt, I bet you could find 1% to cut in your household budget. You know, companies do that all the time. The company I work for, iHeartMedia, Premier Network, they all the time look at how much revenue we're bringing in. Oh, we're not bringing in enough revenue. We need to cut our expenditures a little bit. So they'll cut back on salaries, or they'll cut back on some expenses, they'll cut back on this or that. It's just normal business. Households do it all the time. Hey, honey, listen, we can't go out to eat for the next 2 weeks because we're short $200 or whatever. But government doesn't do that. So what's the answer? The answer is we need the media, the cabal, to quit lying about the catastrophic nature, because we will pay the debt. Because nobody wants to default. Republicans don't want to default. Democrats don't want to default. Biden doesn't want to default. Nobody wants to default, because we know that has long-term inherent financial consequences that we won't recover from for decades, if not longer than that. It would destroy the U.S. economy. It would embolden our enemies. So we'll pay the debt. But nobody wants to pay the debt and cut spending. They just want increasing the debt more and more and more. We owe some $30 trillion. Go do the math. If you spent, here's a little exercise for you. If you spent $1 every, let's just say every second, $1 per second, how long would it take you to spend $30 trillion? Pull out your little iPhone, pull out your Android, turn it sideways, get your advanced calculator there, and $30 trillion at $1 per second, how long would it take you? Somebody do the calculation. I haven't done this particular calculation in a while. Somebody go do that calculation and text the word Mike and Michael to 331-03 and tell me how many centuries, if that gives you a hint, it would take to pay off that $30 trillion at $1 a second. Well, I don't care. Do $10 a second. Do $100 a second. Do $1 million a second and see how long it takes to pay off $30 trillion. That's how serious the debt problem is. So Kamala Harris, poor old Kamala Harris, she was, I don't know whether she was in D.C. or she was out in California, but she was somewhere. And she's just come out of a record store. Yes. Now, I'm pretty proud of the vice president. She likes vinyl. So she didn't have a bag full of CDs. She didn't have, she didn't have a bunch of MP3s. No, she actually had some vinyl records. And she's asked about it.
Charlie Mingus. Really one of the greatest jazz performers ever. One of my favorite albums of all time. Roy Ayers, Everybody Loves Sunshine. You know this one? So good. It's a classic. And then Four Games Back.
All right. She's got some good selections there, kind of running the gamut in terms of genres. While the vice president was happy to talk about her recent purchases, she ignored a shouted question about the debt ceiling.
There's a lot of it.
She doesn't want to talk about the debt ceiling because it's an uncomfortable subject. Nobody wants to talk about it. But I want you to understand what it really means. So when you hear those on the left scream about how, oh, my gosh, if we don't pay our debt, it's going to be the end of civilization. Well, we're going to pay our debt. But what we ought to do is figure out how to control our spending. Unless and until we learn how to control our spending, yeah, we're not getting anywhere. And speaking of Kamala Harris, when we get back, Kamala Harris is a world master chef when it comes to one particular kind of cuisine. You know what it is? Word salads. Yeah, word salads. Kamala Harris and word salads coming up next. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Ronald Reagan said in his farewell address, all great change in America starts at the dinner table. Hi, I'm Ben Spell, the founder of GoodRanchers.com. We're taking back the dinner table by delivering the best meat America has to offer straight to your door. GoodRanchers.com is a safe and convenient way to purchase the highest quality meat for your family. Shop confidently knowing you're supporting American farms by partnering with a business that loves America and shares your values. Summertime is almost here. Don't be caught with an empty freezer. Stock up on beef, chicken, seafood, and pork. At GoodRanchers.com, we've got the cuts you really want. Bone-in ribeyes, New York strips, all-natural burgers, better-than-organic chicken, and so much more. And right now, get $25 off your first order when you use the code FAMILY25. That's FAMILY25. Plus, subscribe today and get a pound and a half of Applewood smoked bacon free in every box for a year. That's over a $200 value for free. Subscribe today and use code FAMILY25 at GoodRanchers.com.
Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawns. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station, open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet. Gold Leaf Nursery is back open and stocked up. Gold Leaf Nursery wants to help you grow your own eatable grocery. Begin with the sweet taste of fresh fruit from fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now start preparing your garden. We have a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants, including flavor-filled heirloom varieties you can't find at the store. And we know a thing or two about this because we've been growing veggies since 1975. Spring has sprung, and it's time to add color to your landscape. The nursery is blooming with azaleas, clematis, phlox, candy tuft, perennials, and annuals. So saturate your landscape with color. Add yet another dimension to your landscape with statuary. We just received our new statuary order. Several different bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Come by and check us out at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. We're open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
For those of you listening on the Blaze Radio Network, I've gotten a dozen texts about the Blaze isn't working. So we'll let them know about that, but not anything we can do about it right now. But we'll let them know. But I do appreciate those of you that listen on the Blaze Radio Network. Kamala Harris is really known for word salads, for just saying crazy stuff that doesn't make any sense. I thought it'd be fun to listen to some of it. Here she is talking about small business owners. Now, if you're a young, small business owner, how would you describe yourself?
And, you know, when I speak with small business owners and entrepreneurs, some of our younger small business owners actually self-identify as entrepreneurs. They're small business owners also. But we'll go with whatever you like. Small business owner or entrepreneurs.
Wait a minute. I always kind of thought that small business owners were entrepreneurs. And entrepreneurs, when they first start out, generally are small business owners. But somehow she finds that funny. She finds it interesting that they self-identify as a small business owner. Or how about this one? Addressing the current concerns about the cost of food and gas.
What do you say to Americans everywhere who are concerned about a potential recession this year?
Now, I'm sorry, but what I find funny about this one, which you can't see, is she's actually in some sort of like back part of a grocery store, and she's standing in front of what looks like a bunch of vegetables. Like maybe she's in a small greenhouse or a hydroponic place, and they're trying to grow some lettuce and stuff. So she's actually talking about salad in front of salads.
What do you say to Americans everywhere who are concerned about a potential recession this year?
Well, so far, the economy is looking very good.
How's that economy looking for you? Just asking.
In terms of us addressing the concern that people rightly have about the cost of food, the cost of gas, and we've been able to address that in a variety of ways.
They've been able to address people's concerns about the cost of food and gas in a variety of ways. I'm kind of curious, what are those? Because everywhere I look, the cost of food is still going up. The cost of gas, while it may have come down temporarily, is still higher than it was when Joe Biden took office. And because we're entering into the summer driving season pretty soon, soon it'll be Memorial Day and gas prices are going to go jacking right back up. Yeah. So I'm kind of curious, what exactly are you doing? Then she makes this crazy claim.
You know, but talk about going backwards, right? So you look at this moment we're in where, you know, a lot of the work that we've been doing as administration, I think today demonstrated that, has been to address what we must do in terms of empowerment of communities, but also to fight against injustice, right? And when we think about where we've been in the last few years in terms of...
Where have we been? Where we are? Where are we going? Where have we been? Where are we? Huh? Who knows?
...of everything from anti-Asian hate crime to what we are looking at in terms of attacks on fundamental freedoms like those that of a woman to make decisions and a person to make decisions about their body.
I always find that one fascinating, about people being able to make decisions about their own body. You realize that they just recently lifted the vaccine mandate for members of the U.S. military? Yeah, they didn't have any choice, even if they held a deeply religious belief. So she's just scrambling. She's just scrambling, just looking for something to say here.
The attacks we're seeing on voting rights, to the attacks we're seeing...
Attacks on voting rights? Wait a minute. Biden claims... And he did. He got some 81 million votes. So he got more votes than any other presidential candidate in the history of the country. Jim Crow 2.0? I haven't found that anywhere. But they keep repeating the old same canards over and over and over again.
On LGBTQ and trans folks. The attacks we're seeing where there are literally, can you imagine in this year of our Lord 2023, book bans?
Nobody's banning books. We are deciding that some books are inappropriate for young children to read. You know, like pornography. Yeah. But, oh, banning books? No, ma'am. I really don't think that we're doing that. She also thinks that.
And I think that's a real gift, especially in moments like this moment, where in our country in particular, we are seeing these powerful forces that are trying to sow hate and division among us. Those of us who have been raised with a lived...
Oh, so much more in common in this moment. Word salad. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Stay tight. We'll be right back.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynovite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started Dynovite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a Dynovite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without Dynovite. When I get out the Dynovite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. Dynovite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynovite from DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply. The sun is out just in time for our spring sale and your chance to save big on your home improvements. May 5th through the 14th, Triple 15 fertilizer is on sale for only $29.99 for a 50-pound bag. Have you tried our Garden Power soil yet? It will be only $51.99 a yard. 3/4-inch Cascade Rock is on sale for only $39.99 a yard. Been considering a pond? All products to build your new water feature will be 15% off. Pool sand for your above-ground pool is now only $31 a yard.
Installing new or replacing your existing sod? Laux Landscape Supply will build a package customized with the right soil, sod, and fertilizer to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, all while at sale prices. Whether you pick up or we deliver, we have the tools and equipment to take you through your project from start to finish. The spring sale at Laux Landscape Supply is May 5th through the 14th. Check us out on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. King Charles III crowned at Westminster Abbey today, receiving the bejeweled St. Edward's crown in a ceremony built on ancient traditions. A visitor from Florida, John Loudon, was on hand. He says he can understand all the fascination.
It's like you see it in the movies in the U.S., but it's hard to feel it the way people that grew up with it. But I have a dear friend from the U.K. that lives in America. She said she'll never be a U.S. citizen because she's loyal to the crown. And I think that's kind of a beautiful thing.
In Sudan, officials say the country's two warring generals have sent envoys to Saudi Arabia. There they will hold talks aimed at firming up a very shaky ceasefire after 3 weeks of fighting. Here's the BBC's Grant Ferret.
The discussions are officially described as pre-negotiation talks. According to the Sudanese army, they'll focus on the idea of humanitarian corridors, as well as protecting civilian infrastructure, such as hospitals. Washington and Riyadh have urged the warring parties to consider the interests of the whole country and to move towards a ceasefire which would spare the Sudanese people further suffering.
That report from the BBC's Grant Ferret. Some taxpayers set to get an unexpected gift this tax season.
TurboTax's owner, Intuit Incorporated, was ordered to pay $141 million to low-income consumers who were deceived into paying TurboTax to file their federal returns, despite being eligible for free, federally supported tax services. Checks to the 4.4 million Americans eligible for the restitution payments will be mailed out starting next week. The amount paid to each eligible consumer ranges from $29 to $85, depending on how many tax years they qualify for. John Scott reports.
More of these stories at townhall.com.
Fleet Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
The feds are investigating possible electrical problems in older Dodge Journey SUVs.
The investigation follows the death of a woman who was trapped when her SUV caught fire in December. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating whether inoperative door locks and windows can prevent people from exiting the vehicles during an emergency. The probe covers more than 82,000 journeys from the 2009 model year. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Biden administration threatened to remove the accreditation of a hospital if they did not remove a Christian symbol.
St. Francis Hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma, has been granted a waiver to continue use of an eternal flame that's burned for 15 years in the hospital chapel. Oklahoma's two U.S. senators and five U.S. representatives got involved, saying the threat was a violation of religious freedom and that the enclosed candle is unrelated to health care. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. When it's your job to crack down on crime, going too easy could amount to professional misconduct. Worried about rising crime rates, Georgia's governor is now pushing back, as Keith Peters reports.
Brian Kemp has signed a bill into law creating a new commission empowered to discipline and remove wayward prosecutors. Kemp says the measure will curb far-left prosecutors who are making our communities less safe. The Prosecuting Attorney's Qualifications Commission will start accepting complaints October 1st. Georgia's law parallels efforts to remove prosecutors in Florida, Indiana, Missouri, and Pennsylvania. It's also part of broader disputes nationwide over how certain criminal offenses should be charged. All the efforts strike at the question of prosecutorial discretion, a prosecutor's decision of what cases to try and what charges to bring. Keith Peters reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I'm laughing because some of you in the last hour took the homework assignment seriously, and I got some text messages. We'll get to those in just a second. So you are listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So here are the rules of engagement. They're pretty easy. First and foremost, if you want to text the program, it's easy to do. Just text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. You just take out your smartphone. You type in the number 33103. You start out the word. You start out the text with the word Mike or Michael, and then you tell me, ask me, say whatever you want to tell me. Really easy to do. If you want to follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you want to find a place to download the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, you want to find a local affiliate in your area or wherever you're traveling, when, what days they carry the program, what time, you can find all of that and more at this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. In the last hour, we were talking about the national debt, which is approaching some $30 trillion. Now, that's at the national level. That's not counting all the unfunded liabilities across all the different states and localities all across the country. Because we have all sorts of, we got general obligation bonds, we got revenue bonds, we've got all sorts of debt. You know, for example, in Colorado, we have something called the Public Employees Retirement Association, PARA. That's the defined benefit program for teachers, firefighters, cops, government employees. And it has unfunded liabilities in the hundreds of millions of dollars, meaning that those are liabilities that at some point they're either going to have to cut back on benefits, they're going to have to increase the contributions from current employees in order to keep the same benefits, because it's a defined benefit program, meaning you get a certain amount for working a certain number of years. It's a defined benefit. And if we're going to actually meet those obligations and meet the increased cost of living expenses, you're going to have to either cut back on those benefits, you're going to have to increase the contributions, or worse of all, you're going to have to turn to the taxpayers and say, bail us out. So $30 trillion, and the homework assignment was pretty easy. Here's what impresses me, the number of you that did it. And everybody came up with the correct answer. My question was, if you spent $1 per second, because I think when we talk about trillions of dollars, you know, it used to be, I forget, Everett Dirksen, the senator, I think it was Everett Dirksen from Illinois, that once famously said something to the effect, I'm paraphrasing, I don't have it in front of me, but he said something to the effect, you know, you spend $1 million here, $1 million there, and then pretty soon you got real money. And that used to be, we used to always talk about, you know, government expenditures that were in the millions of dollars, tens of millions, and we're spending $100 million on something. We think, oh my God, that's completely outrageous. Now somebody says we're going to spend $100 billion on something, and we have no freaking concept whatsoever what that is. So the homework assignment, to give you some perspective, there are different ways to do this. For example, if you took a stack of, you know, you get $1,000 in $100 bills, or you get $10,000 in $100 bills, whatever combination you want to use, and you stack those on top of each other, how high would a stack of $30 trillion be? That's another exercise for you to do. Let's say it's a stack of Benjamins. I forget how, I don't know what this would be worth, but a stack of Benjamins, a stack of $100 bills about an inch high, wrapped in the, you know, in the wrapper. How high would that be, $30 trillion? Well, my question was, at a dollar a second, how long would it take us if we said, okay, you know what, Michael, you're right, we got to pay off this national debt, we're going to do it, we're going to start paying it off $1 every second of every day, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we're never going to stop spending $1 per second until we get this $30 trillion paid off. How long would it take? Guesses? Got an idea in your head? Approximately 951,000 years. 951,000 years. I'm sorry to laugh, but does that give you a little perspective? If you, whatever your household, just take your credit card debt. What's your credit card debt right now? Do you owe $1,000 in credit cards? Do you owe $20,000 in credit card? Whatever you owe, do the same exercise for your own personal debt. You know what, Michael? I'm going to get out of this debt. Which I would encourage everybody to do. If you can remain debt-free, with maybe the exception of, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with having a mortgage on your house. I don't think there's anything wrong with borrowing to buy or lease a car. Just don't get a 72-month loan on a car. You lose so much value on the car the minute you drive it off the lot, and then you're going to pay on that for 6 years? Seven? I mean, you can get auto loans of 7 years. But whatever your current debt is, or maybe just your credit card debt, whatever makes the most impact for you, take that amount, divide that by $1 per second, and see how long it would take you to pay off your debt. Because our debt, which is owed, you know, I always talk about the national debt is a tax on our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren. Indeed, that it is. But I don't know what my descendants, I can go, let's see, I got kids, and I've got grandkids. I don't have any great-grandkids. Certainly don't have any great-great-grandkids. I don't have any great-great-great-grandkids. I don't know how far down you go, but think of how many generations and how many great-great-great-greats you got to add in front of the word grandchildren or grandchild to go out 951,294 years. That's the debt that we've piled on to our heirs, to our descendants. It gives you some perspective. That when people talk about, you know, hey, we're going to spend $4 trillion a year on the federal government's budget. $4 trillion. Now think about, we get, let's say, somewhere between $3 and $3.5 trillion in actual tax revenue. That still leaves $0.5 trillion that you got to make up. Or like the current administration, they spend almost $1 billion, almost $1 trillion, almost $900 billion, almost $1 trillion, on the Inflation Reduction Act. We don't have the, we just don't have that money. We don't have the money at the same time that we need the money to, everybody talks about infrastructure. We need to fix our roads and highways. Let me tell you, the roads and highways in Colorado suck. They absolutely suck. Those of you who live in a state that has, that have really nice roads and highways, I'm envious. I truly am envious. Because our roads suck. Because we spend money on all the wrong things. You may in your state too. But if you spent money only on the things that are necessary and not the things that are boondoggles, we'd still be short. But nobody seems to care. You know, after Leah Thomas? How she became the face of women's collegiate swimming? He was called, and I find this so offensive because Jackie Robinson is one of my heroes. Jackie Robinson, you know, my God, what an amazing individual. People started referring to Leah Thomas, William Leah Thomas, as the Jackie Robinson of transport because he paved the way for others to follow. Anything a man can do, he can pretend to be a woman while doing it, potentially stealing prizes from real women. And apparently this now applies to all sports, not just swimming. You're at a Florida casino. You know, you've gone down to Orlando, or you've gone to somewhere on the, you've gone to Pensacola, but you're somewhere, and you're in a casino. You're at a poker tournament, a women's poker tournament, and the winner of the women's poker tournament is David Hughes of Deltona, Florida, who finished first in the $250 buy-in Ladies No Limit Hold'em last Saturday during the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Showdown at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, Florida. Presenting the ladies champion. He's 70 years old, bald-headed, white, almost Santa Claus-like beard and mustache. The Ladies Plus Internet gathered a 2,000-plus bounty on him, and he went on to win it. He is the ladies' event champion. Looks like Hughes might have been inspired less by Leah Thomas than by Avi Silverberg, who highlighted the lunacy of transsexualism by identifying as a woman just long enough to win a weightlifting competition. Now, here's the problem. In Florida, according to the anti-discrimination laws, Florida casinos are not permitted to ban men from entering a women's event. So are we to eliminate all sorts of discrimination laws? Now, I'm one of these people that believe that these discrimination laws, writ large, are generally kind of outdated. That we need to get back to a meritocracy, that we have atoned for our sins. We can still atone for our sins. We still have more work to do. But when it comes to the sexes, I see sex as an immutable characteristic. Just like the pigmentation of skin, like your race. Whether you're Mongoloid, Negroid, or Caucasian, you're one of the three races. You can't change that. Now, I know there are all sorts of ethnicities, but I'm talking about race, specifically race. Now you talk about biological sex. You either have two X chromosomes or you have an XY chromosome. Yeah, that's all. Those are the only possibilities in the history of the creation of man. But at this point, it's really kind of hard to believe that anti-discrimination laws were anything but tyrannical and absurd. Florida isn't alone, even in the gambling capital. Nevada also prohibits poker tournaments from barring men from entering women's tournaments. Then there's Atlantic City. Back in 2009, see, this isn't that new. Abraham Kurofsky, a former WSOP circuit event champion, won the $300 buy-in Ladies No Limit Hold'em event at the Borgata Poker Open in Atlantic City. So according to liberal ideology, women do not exist in any meaningful sense. This is why the question, what is a woman, can't be answered by these people that get asked those questions in congressional hearings. we've just gone, we've jumped a shark. It is truly theater of the absurd. So the COVID emergency has been officially, or will be officially, over on May 12. What does that look like in the cities? Let's talk about that next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael, Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Hang tight. Ghost Cities next.
When's the last time you checked the legal title to your home? What if your home's title, the document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? That's home title theft. Our home's titles are online. Once a criminal forges your signature, it's a race against time to stop him before he takes out loans against your home, or worse, sells it. When's the last time you checked your home's title? Our partners at Home Title Lock demonstrated how criminals do it. In minutes, they found the titles to homes belonging to our staff with forged signatures, saying our staff had sold them their homes. Some criminal was now the owner. It's shocking, but Home Title Lock helps shut it down. That's what they do better than anyone. How do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Find out for free with sign up when you use promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. That's promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. And your first 30 days of protection are free. Do this today at HomeTitleLock.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at AM1460.com. Don't miss the Sue McClain News Hour from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, we have Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, the great outdoors, pop culture, and find out what's happening in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR's weekend lineup includes The Flatline with Rick Hughes, Poke the Hornet's Nest, Jefferson State of Mind with Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter, followed by Sovereign Minds, We the People, and Tokens Radio Show on 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
Hey, welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. So the Democrat death spiral has been absolutely destroying American cities. All over the country, there's virtually no city you can go to anymore that it doesn't look in some places like it's just been completely bombed out. And Democrat policy are literally driving out productive citizens. The result of that is that means the people that are productive people move out, and it results in a population that elects increasingly left-wing, far left-wing, Marxists slash Democrats, resulting in still even more insane policies that starts creating this vicious circle. And eventually nobody is left but a core Democrat constituency living like rats and cockroaches amid decaying ruins. You can look at D.C. You can look at, you know, D.C. has, I did a story on the weekday show about the number of carjackings in Washington, D.C. It's literally one or two happening every single day at gunpoint in a city where it's incredibly difficult to own or possess a gun. You look at downtown Denver. Denver itself is in decay. Denver, I know many of you may not live in Denver, many of you may not ever have been to Denver, but Denver, this one, what's really kind of great, you know, western, right on the edge of the Rocky City, has just deteriorated into nothing different than just any sort of left-leaning city. Why is this? It's because some of the council members, like Candy C. DeBaca, who is a self-avowed communist, says crazy crap like this.
On stolen land, stolen labor, and stolen resources. And a check today could not undo the cumulative impact of generations of that stolen wealth in all of those categories. And so I think it has to come in the form of land, labor, and resources in an ongoing fashion. And there are structures that we have that could be flipped to begin to do that reparation. In fact, my opponent here mentioned Five Points and the corridor and what has happened to our businesses there. Part of what has catalyzed that exponential decimation of black businesses is the Five Points bid, the business improvement district, which further steals from the community through taxation. And I think there's a model that could be redistributed. Instead of a bid collecting extra taxation from the black and brown businesses that are struggling, you could be collecting those extra taxes from white-led businesses all over the city. And
now, if you have a this is at a forum, it's difficult to understand, but she's basically saying that in an area of Denver called Five Points, which is a predominantly black neighborhood, it's evolving, it's changing a little bit, but it's historically been a predominantly black neighborhood. And interestingly, she says that taxing black businesses is detrimental to those businesses. Well, if taxing a black business is detrimental to a black business, taxing a white business, a brown business, an Asian business, any business, a Catholic business, a Jewish business, a Muslim business, a Hindu business, then taxation at all is bad. But her solution, instead, is to tax only white businesses and give that money to the black business. Yeah, you want decaying cities? Elect communists like Candy C. DeBaca. Yeah. Oh, it gets worse. The decay in the cities? I'll tell you more about that next.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Ronald Reagan said in his farewell address, "All great change in America starts at the dinner table." Hi, I'm Ben Spell, the founder of GoodRanchers.com. We're taking back the dinner table by delivering the best meat America has to offer straight to your door. GoodRanchers.com is a safe and convenient way to purchase the highest quality meat for your family. Shop confidently knowing you're supporting American farms by partnering with a business that loves America and shares your values. Summertime is almost here. Don't be caught with an empty freezer. Stock up on beef, chicken, seafood, and pork. At GoodRanchers.com, we've got the cuts you really want. Bone-in ribeyes, New York strips, all-natural burgers, better-than-organic chicken, and so much more. And right now, get $25 off your first order when you use the code FAMILY25. That's FAMILY25. Plus, subscribe today and get a pound and a half of Applewood smoked bacon free in every box for a year. That's over a $200 value for free. Subscribe today and use code FAMILY25 at GoodRanchers.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Hi, this is Sue McClain, the sales manager here at KCNR. And if you've been considering advertising, but you're not really sure where to start, well, you can start with a phone call. My number is 530-605-4565. I can let you know how much our rates are and how we can help. So once again, if you have any questions regarding advertising and how we can help your business, our number once again, 530-605-4565. And thanks for listening to KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
So in a, by the way, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. And be sure and go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com, for podcasts, affiliate stations, and everything. If you look at the downtown areas of Denver or San Francisco, St. Louis, Portland, Oregon, or almost any other North American city, they remain partially, if not wholly, deserted months after the pandemic started to go away. Now, there are some urban areas that are bouncing back to new life, but researchers who track smartphone usage across 63 different cities found that San Francisco, which is battling, obviously, waves of crime and homeless addicts on the street, San Francisco has just turned into a total asshole city. San Francisco only has 32% of the activity that was recorded before the pandemic. Now, in some places, like in the greater New York City area, traffic in and across the bridges and the tunnels is down, in some cases, upwards of 50%. So that means fewer people traveling into Manhattan, fewer people living or moving around in downtown San Francisco, or almost any of these other places around the country. Now, one of the places that had one of the strongest comebacks was Salt Lake City. It has 139% more cell phone activity today than before the COVID-19 pandemic arrived. Portland, down 42%. San Francisco, down 32%. St. Louis, down 38%. Indianapolis, down 41%. Minneapolis, down 41%. It's just widespread across the country. Now, cell phone usage, you might ask, well, why track cell phone usage? Because it's a better measure of activity than other standards, such as office vacancy rates, even though office vacancy rates are reflected in lower cell phone usage. Now, the research that these organizations have done showcases a huge difference between North American cities. Some are busier than they were before the pandemic, and others are witnessing a, you know, kind of a sluggish recovery. But it poses tough questions about their economic survival. Why? You know, one of the things that we're just now, I think many people predicted this, but we're now beginning to actually see the effects of it. When you shut down an economy completely, when you say, look, you think about how stupid these things were. You got to wear a mask. You got to stay 6 feet apart. You know, the bar can't close at 2 o'clock in the morning. The bar has to close at 11 p.m. Why? Because the virus takes off those 3 hours? I mean, it was insane what we did. And oh, by the way, this business can stay open, but this business over here can't stay open. There was nothing rational about what we did. And consequently, you created this absolute fear among many people, not everyone, but many, many people. Maybe you are not one of those individuals who decided to stay home during the pandemic. But then something else occurred. If suddenly, and I see it here in my home radio base of Denver, Colorado. You know, I jokingly refer to it as the undisclosed location, a home in New Mexico, south of where I am right now. Well, prior to the pandemic, if I wanted to broadcast any of my radio programs from New Mexico, I had to go through this convoluted process to get permission from management to go down and spend a week or spend 2 or 3 days and do my radio programs, which we had the technology to do prior to the pandemic. But you had to go through this convoluted process to get permission to do so. Then the pandemic hit, and suddenly all of the existing technology that allows radio, broadcast radio, or podcasts, or almost any other form of broadcasting, to occur from anywhere in the world. Suddenly that became, oh, that's the new standard. So, oh, where are you doing your radio program from this week? Oh, I'm down in New Mexico. Oh, okay. Or, no, I'm actually sitting on a beach in Tahiti. I'm in Bora Bora doing it. Or, no, I'm in, you know, Lord knows where I'm at right now. Now nobody cares. So people naturally took advantage of that. If you lived and worked in, say, San Francisco or New York City, two extremely expensive places to live, and suddenly your business, your company, said, you know what, you don't need to come into the office. You can work from anywhere. We expect your productivity to remain high. We still have these metrics that we want you to meet. You still have to meet your sales goals. You still have to meet your revenue goals. You still have to meet, you know, whatever kind of goals your particular business has. You still have to do that, but we don't care where you do it anymore because, well, we don't want you in the office because we're scared of we're scared of the disease. We're scared of the liability. We're scared of everything. So everybody just scattered to the winds. And lo and behold, that's exactly what everybody did. But why? Well, if you don't have to work in New York City, but, you know, you're a recent college graduate and you thought, oh, I want to go to the big city. I want to work in New York. Well, I want to live in what used to be gorgeous, you know, downtown San Francisco. I want to go work on Market Street. And suddenly you realize what an asshole place it is, and you suddenly realize how exorbitantly expensive it is, and now the corporate bosses are telling you, well, you don't really have to do that. You can just work, you know, you can work wherever you want to work. Of course you're going to relocate because you're going to relocate for cheaper rents, lower taxes. You're going to relocate for a more outdoorsy lifestyle. You're going to move to the South. You're going to move to the West, all because of remote working. And with remote work still an option, even after the pandemic, and small business owners doing the same thing, there are a lot of cities that have not yet drawn back the full workforce. And these downtown areas still look derelict. This is a huge problem for downtown economy, which have historically depended on commuting workers to boost the city's daytime population and to spend money during the day at stores and restaurants as people worked and went about their business in a downtown, in a CBD, in a central business district. I think San Francisco is probably the most extreme example. When you look at downtown recovery, at the bottom of the rung is San Francisco, down 32%. In places like St. Louis and Portland, Indianapolis, Minneapolis, Cleveland, Oakland, Kansas City, Toronto, Ontario, Philadelphia, Montreal, all of these cities that I'm listing, all the way up to Charlotte, even Charlotte, North Carolina, well, no, Charlotte's, I went too far. Let me scroll back down. Atlanta. Atlanta is still less than half what it was before. Then you start getting into Calgary, Raleigh, Vancouver, Detroit, Boston, Louisville, Ottawa, Austin, Winnipeg, Houston, Tulsa, Los Angeles, Denver at number 34 for those of you locally. And then you start getting into the higher numbers. Wichita, Kansas, 77%. Why? You know, I've been to Wichita. I know what Wichita's like. If you're looking for a quiet, slower lifestyle, maybe not all the amenities you might have in San Francisco, but you can certainly live a lot cheaper in Wichita than you can in San Francisco. Of course, you're going to abandon San Francisco and you're going to Wichita. Or places like El Paso, 106% increase since before the pandemic. Bakersfield, for all you Californians, Bakersfield up 118%. Fresno up 115%. The California hub, the high concentration hub of tech employees, saw most of that workforce decamp during the pandemic, and most of them have not returned. So what are the consequences of that? Well, we had the story this week that Nordstrom's was closing its two locations in San Francisco at the Westfield Mall and in downtown. I think if I know where the second Nordstrom's was, I think it was on Union Square. Abandoning those stores. Now, Nordstrom, a quasi-high-end retailer, certainly not a Walmart by any means, but to close two stores in San Francisco, or Whole Foods, to say after building a flagship store in downtown San Francisco, somewhere, I think it was on Market Street, shutting it down in less than a year, you think of the capital investment that you make to build a store, a flagship store in downtown San Francisco, the capital cost that involved, and because the crime and the homelessness and the safety of your employees and customers is so bad that you shut it down less than a year later? And now you take that and extrapolate that across the entire country, and you see that the mistakes that we made during the pandemic are going to be here for a long, long time. San Francisco, which I know I keep, but it's the worst example. San Francisco's decline has been spotlighted again because of the sharp uptick in overdose deaths among the homeless population, a 41% surge in the number of drug-related deaths in the first quarter of this year compared to the same time last year. Fentanyl is ravaging the homeless community. These cities continue to die, and we don't have any plan to rebuild them. If you've ever been to a communist country, Russia, China, Vietnam, some of the Southeast Asian major cities, and for that matter, some of the South American major cities, you see the ravages of communism. You see the ravages of a planned and controlled economy. Well, that's what we did here. Except rather than, you know, the progressive Democrats who do this over a length of time, we were just like, bam, bam, boom, get it done by shutting everything down. This is really more about more than Democrats paralyzing local economies in the name of COVID, because the research adds to fears that these COVID cities and the soft-on-crime policies in the ultra-liberal COVID cities have driven up rates of lawlessness and other social problems that are going to lead to an exodus of people as part of a longer-term decline. Now, a healthy city can recover from setbacks, and cities that are run by some of these Marxist/communists probably never will recover, at least not in our lifetime. And maybe, just maybe, I leave it to you, but maybe, just maybe, in the long run, it's a good thing. As long as those who don't, or those who do escape the major cities, don't bring the same progressive/communist/Marxist policies to the cities they move to. I kind of chuckle when I think about that, because using Wichita as that dividing line between those who haven't gained activity and those who have gained activity, I just don't see Wichita, Kansas, on the southern border between Kansas and Oklahoma, of turning into another San Francisco or turning into a really progressive kind of city. But that's what happens when you have these huge migrations of people from one city to another. And what happens when you have that kind of migration? Well, I'll put it this way. You let them loose, and guess what they do? I'll tell you about that next. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael, Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. What happens when you do turn them loose, and what do? That's next.
Hi, I'm Joe Sweeney. I founded the Acervo Project 6 years ago in response to the growing epidemic of human trafficking and child exploitation. This criminal enterprise has grown to over 40 million people a year being sold into slavery, engrossing over $100 billion in revenue generated. Classifying this as an epidemic is an understatement, and this is what we're doing. Our investigation teams and cyber analysts are tracking child predators every day to identify and locate them, sharing this information with law enforcement so they can make the arrest and prosecute and convict. We're making a difference, but we need your help. It's an overwhelming task, but what if your action today could help save more kids? The average age of a trafficked child is just 14 years old. Will you join the Acervo Project team? Donate $14 a month to protect the next at-risk 14-year-old. Visit theacervoproject.org to learn more and aid in Acervo's mission to protect kids. Educate them about sexual predators and support victim recovery. Pledge your $14 a month at theacervoproject.org. That's ASSERVO.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlie's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M. Brew.
Welcome back to the weekend, Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So you let them loose, and this is what they're going to do. Possibly the best thing about living in Phoenix is probably the hiking, or living in Phoenix during the winter months. The mountains and the desert let you leave the rot, the absolute rot that exists in downtown Phoenix. You can leave it behind. My daughter and son-in-law, one of my granddaughters, lives in Scottsdale. They live near the mountains. And hiking in the mountains, not in the summer, it's not very pleasant during the summer, but during the during the high season, say from, maybe September, October through maybe May, really wonderful hiking in the desert mountains. Unless those that they let loose come after you. The body of a 29-year-old by the name of Lauren Heike, H-E-I-K-E, I'm not sure how you pronounce her last name. Her body was discovered on a desert trail in northern Phoenix area back on April 29. Investigators say that she was attacked from behind and that she was killed the day before they found her body. She had been stabbed 15 times. The motive, if there is a motive, we're always looking for motive. There's not always a motive. Some people are just bat crap crazy. But if there is any motive, nobody knows what it is. But the problem is that liberalism is not a victimless crime. Liberalism kills people. She was found dead along a community hiking trail in Phoenix over this past weekend. She was murdered. The cops now have arrested a suspect. Do not expect this story to receive mainstream coverage for obvious reasons. What do you think the obvious reasons might be? Arizona police are taking the suspect into custody after she was found dead on the hiking trail. Could it be because the murderer is not of the right pigmentation, is not of the right color, is not of the right ethnicity, is not of the right race? You see, we're very, very quick to point out certain crimes because they fit the narrative. The overwhelming majority of interracial violence does not support the cabal's narrative because it is black on white. And consequently, stories like that tend to get ignored. This life of this woman would not have been pointlessly snuffed out if her killer had not been at liberty. Police have again arrested Zion William Teasley. He's 22 years old. He's already served time in prison from July of 21 to November of 22. He accepted a plea deal back in 2020 for armed robbery, burglary, aggravated assault, kidnapping. At the time of this woman's murder, he was out on probation instead of in prison where he belonged. We have got to get over this idea that it is wrong to incarcerate people when they commit crimes. Now, we have all sorts of groups, legal and otherwise, all over the country that search out and take cases of people that they believe are wrongly convicted. And many of those cases are successful in overturning those convictions. But unless until a conviction is overturned, why do we just continue to let people out? Why are we so lax on bail? I know that America has a so-called prison problem. But it's not a prison problem. It's a criminal problem. And unless and until we decide to address it head on, it will just continue to get worse. And more people, like Lauren Heike, will continue to die. And to put an end to the madness. Hey, stay tuned. Listen to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. I'll be right back.
When's the last time you checked the legal title to your home? What if your home's title, the document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? That's home title theft. Our home's titles are online. Once a criminal forges your signature, it's a race against time to stop him before he takes out loans against your home, or worse, sells it. When's the last time you checked your home's title? Our partners at Home Title Lock demonstrated how criminals do it. In minutes, they found the titles to homes belonging to our staff with forged signatures, saying our staff had sold them their homes. Some criminal was now the owner. It's shocking, but Home Title Lock helps shut it down. That's what they do better than anyone. How do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Find out for free with sign up when you use promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. That's promo code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. And your first 30 days of protection are free. Do this today at HomeTitleLock.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.